The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
We are holding the Erzas Hashem in Klal Yotes, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Let us begin now, Se'iv Zayin. To'a b'kayetz v'omar talumatar. If in the summertime one added the same talumatar in the bracha of Barech Aleinu, rather than saying the same bracha, Chayzer u'maschil Barech Aleinu. He should go back and restart the bracha of Barech Aleinu. If he mentioned Tal but not Matar, then he need not go back, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'im loy nizkar ad la'achar she'omar es ha'posuk yu'lar atzayin. If he only realized that he had inadvertently added Tal u'Matar after he said the pasuk yul ratzon, although he had not yet taken three steps back, choizel reish tefila. In that case, being that he asked for mutter at the inappropriate time, he needs to daven again. If one realized in middle of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu that he said the same talo mutter, so, as we said, he begins the bracha again, but b'dieved, if he merely went back to the same bracha and did not completely repeat the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, he is nevertheless yotze. Se'if ches. Im nistapik loy im omar mashiv haruach od loy omar. If one is unsure as to whether or not he recited mashiv haruach in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, Atogivar. This is, of course, in the winter time when he should insert Mashiv Ruach after Musaf or Mincha of Shmini Atzeres. Im hu la'achar shloshim yom shekvar hispal al tishim pa'omim karoi. If it is already 30 days since he would have begun saying it, so that he daven 90 times with the appropriate insertion of Mashiv Ruach, Cheskosoi Shigamato Hispalo Kehergel Shaloi Koroi. The assumption would be, the default position is that he is probably davening as he has become accustomed to, and that he probably did insert Mashiv Ruach Amar Hagashem, because we consider that to have become habitual. So that's if it's after 30 days, which means 90 tefilos. Ava b'sor shloshim yom, if it is still within 30 days of Shmini Atzeres, that would mean that it's before Chav Beis Cheshvan. Ava b'sor shloshim yom, tzorich lachzor ulehispalo. In that case, he would have to daven again. Because if one omitted Mashiv Ruach completely in davening, he is not yotze. Now there's a question here, a dilemma. What is the main point? That 90 tefilos, 90 davenings, or 30 days? Because 30 days have really more than 90 tefilos, because on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh there's tefilas musaf. So is the emphasis on the davenings or on the days? And the opposite would apply when it comes to the same talumata, to adding the same talumata. If one is not sure whether he did that, perhaps he can't rely on the fact that 30 days have passed since the beginning of the insertion of a Saint Talamatar, because 30 days do not have 90 tefilos with the Saint Talamatar, since on Shabbos we do not mention the Saint Talamatar. So every Shabbos deducts 4 tefilos from the count. So the conclusion of the Mishnah Brura is that since we say Safek Brachos Lahakel, when you're misupik about having to repeat a bracha, we are lenient. Therefore, one could go with either 90 tefillos or 30 days, whichever one is less, whichever one is more lenient, one could follow that in terms of this assumption that he has recited the appropriate insertion. If one was new and one had in mind to insert the appropriate line, and he's aware of the fact that this was on his mind, and then later at some point a doubt crept into his heart, and he, at that point he's not sure whether he actually did mention it, in that case he need not go back, because you know, if the doubt arises much after davening, because then the assumption would be that he did insert it, since he clearly recalls that he had in mind to say Masha Barach Mer Nagashim or Svesin Talamata or Yalav Yove, whatever it may be. However, if immediately following davening he realized or he started questioning himself as to whether or not he inserted it, in that case he would have to repeat davening. Continues the Kitzer in middle of Sifches. V'chein betalu matar. Im istapik lo la'acha shekvar hispalal tishim tefilos karoi. Likewise with talu matar, if he's not sure if he inserted it, and now he's already after 90 tefilos, mukminon achas kosei shegam ato hispalal karoi. We then establish him on his chazaka, on his status quo, that right now he is davening properly. And as we mentioned from the Mishnah Brura, 90 tefilos is really lav davka, is not exact, because if you go with 30 days, which one may rely upon, he will not have had 90 tefilos with the same talumatar. Nevertheless, if 30 days have passed, that would be sufficient. Which would mean that if he's already after January 5th, approximately, because we begin with saying the same talumatar in Chutz Laretz at December 5th or 6th. If one only has 90 tefillos, including Chazaras Hashatz, he may include Chazaras Hashatz to the recitation, to the number 90, if obviously if he was the Shleich Tzibur and he had that that tefillah as well. If one made a mistake and did not recite the appropriate insertion of Masha Veruach, so he doesn't interrupt his count of 90 tefillos. He doesn't have to restart the count for 90. Rather, he discounts that one tefillah where he made a mistake and has to replace it with another davening where Masha Baruch was recited correctly. Host test. Tov in Ma'ariv L'Rishon Shel Pesach. If one made a mistake on the first night of Pesach, v'ispalal tefillah Shmonesrei Shachol, and davened a weekday Shmonesrei, v'nizkar la'achar shehizchil barech aleinu, and he realized that he's davening a weekday Shmonesrei on the first night of Pesach only after beginning the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, shehadin hu shetzarech l'sayim kol osa bracha. Generally, the halacha is that if one is accidentally davening a weekday Shmonesrei and he only realizes in the middle of a bracha, whichever bracha it may be, he ought to complete that bracha before going back to Ata V'chartanu or Ata Kidashta, whatever the nusach of that tefillah should have been. So if he realizes in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, Eino Eimer Talu Matar, he should not recite Talu Matar, Kiva Shigamat Tzibur Eino Maimim, because the Tzibur is, at that davening, is obviously not saying Talu Matar. The rest of the congregation is reciting a Yom Tov Shmonesrei. So although officially one may argue the first time the Saint Talamatar is formally omitted would be on Matzah Yantif, the first weekday davening after Pesach, but here he is davening Baruch Aleinu on Pesach, nevertheless he should not add Talamatar because no one else is doing it at that time. Ve'im chala ha-she'ela. If the first day where we begin requesting rain, if that first day falls out the Yom Shabbos, which is either Zayin Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael or December 5th or 6th in the diaspora, if that happens on Shabbos, V'tov ispalal shalchol v'hischil baruch aleinu gamkein, and here too he made a mistake and began baruch aleinu and only then realized that he is not davening the appropriate Shabbos davening. Eine oimer talamater, in that case he would not add talamater, kivet shatzibur adayin lo hischilu, for the congregation, the rest of the tzibur has not begun. V'hayachin nigra tomet achar tzibur, the yachid is to always follow the congregation, and therefore he would not insert the Saint Talamatar, although technically it is the date, it is the proper time for the Saint Talamatar, but he cannot do differently than the Tzibur in that regard. Os Yud. Shachach Ya'alav Yavo Barosh Chodesh B'Shachris O'B'Mincha. If one forgot to add Ya'alav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, whether it was in Shachris Shmon Esrei or at Mincha, u'b'chol ha'moed, or if he forgot to insert Ya'alav Yavo on his chol ha'moed davening, bein b'shachris, bein b'mincha, bein b'mayruv. The following halacha would apply to chol ha'moed in all three davenings where Ya'alav Yavo was to have been inserted. Im nisgar kodem sha'omar yul ha'ratzon, if he remembered before completing the recitation of yul ha'ratzon, the pasuk right, recited at the very end of Shmon Esrei, Chozer u'maschil Ritzei. In that case, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha of Ritzei and inserts Ya'alav Yavo in the middle of that bracha. Va'afilu im nizkar kodem shehischil modim, and even if he remembered before he began modim, being that he completed the bracha of Amaschil Shchinos Tzion, and although he has not yet begun modim, he needs to go back to the beginning of Ritzei. Now this is a halacha that the Mishnah Berurah argues on. Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion, and the halacha would naturally follow the Mishnah Berurah in this din, that if he remembered after fully completing the bracha of Ritzei, he had already recited the words Amachzer Shchinoso Letzion, but he has not begun modim, in that case he should insert Ya'alav Yavo right there between the bracha of Ritzei and modim, and he should not go back to Ritzei. Moreover, if he had not completed the bracha of Amachzer Shchinoso Letzion, rather merely said Baruch Atah Hashem, in that case, he should complete that bracha with Lamdeini Chukecha. He should not say Hamachzer Shchinoso Letzion. If he remembers after saying Hashem's name, he should say Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeini Chukecha, and then say Ya'alav Yavo and go back to the Sechazena. He would not have to go back to the beginning of the bracha of Ritzei in that case either. So that is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Continues the Kitzur after the parentheses, Achim nizkar kodem birchas hamachzer shchinoso letzion. If he remembers that he had omitted Ya'alav Yavo prior to reciting hamachzer shchinoso letzion, before completing that bracha, Omro Sham, he should say Ya'alav Yavo right there, umesayim v'sachazeno inenu, and then go back to v'sachazeno inenu, because one should complete the original words of the bracha immediately preceding the concluding statement Baruch Atah Hashem, and this is something that the Mishnah Berurah would agree with. V'im lo nizkar ad la'achar yiyu l'ratzon, if one only remembered after yiyu l'ratzon, chos l'rosh ha'tfilah, in that case you would have to go back to the beginning of davening. U'b'rosh chodesh. So this would apply, thus far we've been discussing shachris or mincha of Rosh Chodesh, or shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv of Chol HaMoed. What about ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh? Says the Kitzur, u'b'rosh chodesh imshachach ya'alav yovah b'ma'ariv, if you forgot ya'alav yovah at ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, bein sh'Rosh Chodesh u'beiz yom, bein sh'ein ha'yala yom echad, whether Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, meaning the previous month was a 30-day month. Bein sh'ein ha'yala yom echad, i.e. the previous month was only a 29-day month, and therefore there's only 1 day of Rosh Chodesh. Kivon sh'omar baruch ato Hashem v'hizkeres Hashem, once he said baruch ato Hashem, shuv ein echozer, Ela Messiah Hamachzer Shchinasa Letzion VeGomer Tfilaso. Presumably, according to the Mishnah Berura, if he said Baruch Ata Hashem, he should complete the Bracha Lamdei Nichukecha and go back to Ya'alav Yovah even at Ma'ariv. But either way, according to either opinion, if he fully completed the Bracha Ritzei, he need not go back. He proceeds with davening as usual. V'hatam, is there the reason why it is not as crucial for Ya'alav Yovah to be recited at Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh? Is b'pnei sh'loi hayu mekadshin es haChodesh b'layla. The month, the new month, was not declared in Sanhedrin when they used to sanctify the new month based on testimony received from witnesses who had seen the new moon. And after receiving the testimony, there was a ceremony where the new month was declared. And that determined whether the Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day of the previous month or on the 31st day. That process, that procedure, would not have been done at night. So Rosh Chodesh is not as evident, is not as significant when dealing with the night tefillah. Sif Yud Aleph. Shachach b'Rosh Chodesh or b'Chol HaMoed Ya'alav Yovah b'Shachris. If either on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed Ya'alav Yovah was forgotten in the morning davening at Shachris, Afal pi shelo nizkar ad la'achar shehispal al Musaf, although he did not realize until after davening Musaf, shekvar zachar she Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, and of course in Musaf, either Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, depending on what day it is, was mentioned. He did make mention of Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in Musaf. Mikom Malkom Tzarech Lachzor L'Spal Shachris. Nevertheless, being that the Shachris was recited without the appropriate insertion, one would have to daven Shachris Musaf again. I'm sorry, he would not daven Musaf again. He has to daven Shachris. He needs to daven Shachris, and he would daven Shachris even after davening Musaf. This is what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Mishnah Berurah brings poskim who maintain that if one realized that he did not daven Shachris properly, meaning omitted the appropriate insertion, only after davening Musaf he should not daven Shachris again, and therefore the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is that one should daven Shachris again, but he should stipulate that it is in a dava, that in case the halacha is that he need not daven Shachris, then this davening is a voluntary offering, it's in a dava, and that he's possibly not doing it out of pure obligation. Additionally, the Mishnah Berurah adds, if when davening Musaf, one realized during the first three brachas of his Musaf Shmon Esrei, which are standard for both Shachris and Musaf, if one realized at that point still that he had not davened Shachris, he should then proceed with a Shachris Shmon Esrei and not use those three brachas, so to speak, for Musaf. This pertains to a person davening a silent Shmon Esrei, or even a Shliach Tzibur davening a silent Shmon Esrei, where he could rely perhaps on the upcoming Musaf to not say Ya'alav Yovah. But if a shliach tzibur davened, if a shliach tzibur if a chazan davens musaf and then realizes that he omitted Yalav Yavon Shachris, then according to everyone, he would not have to daven Shachris again. Shneach Tzibur may rely on musaf. Vim Aver Zmano Yashlimeno B'Tfilah Samincha. Continues the Kitzur, if Zman Tfilah Shachris has passed and one cannot make it up, or what cannot spell daven shachris, yashli mena betfilas samincha, he should daven two minchas. And the post can point out that he should not daven two musafs, although musaf is the next davening technically, but only the next regular davening could serve as the appropriate davening for tashlumen, for that makeup shachris. In later locations, the Mishneh Berurah, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch discusses this more. Sif Yud Beis in the Kitzur. B'chol Mokom Shu Tzarech Lachzor Leispalel Tzarech Lahamtin Kedehiluch Dal Anamus. Anytime one has to daven again, he should wait a few seconds, as long as it takes to walk four amos, approximately 8 feet. Sif Yud Gimel. Shliach Tzibur Shetov B'Tfilas Halachash. A Shliach Tzibur that made a mistake in his silent Shmon Esrei, he omitted Mashiv Aruach, or Sein Talamotar, or Yalav Yovo, etc. Einei Chozer Mispal Shenis. He should not daven a silent Shmon Esrei again, B'Pnei Torah HaTzibur, so as not to delay the Tzibur, who would be waiting for him to finish a silent Shmon Esrei in order to start Chazar HaShashatz. Ela Somech Al Tfilo Shispal B'Kol Ram. Rather, he could rely on the Chazar HaShashatz, which he is about to daven. B'Lachin La'achar Chazar HaTfilo, Yomar Elokein Tzar. Now, in this case, since the Chazar HaShatz is serving essentially as his silent Shmon Esrei as well, in this situation, he would have to recite Elokein Tzar after his Chazar HaShatz, V'yafsiya Gimel Psios, and he has to take 3 steps back after Elokein Tzar. Although normally a Shliach Tzibur would wait to take 3 steps back until the recitation of Kaddish following Shmon Esrei, either immediately following Shmon Esrei or after Tachnun. In this situation, where the Chazar HaShatz is his silent Shmon Esrei, he would have to recite a Elokein Tzar and take 3 steps back immediately after Shmon Esrei. Achim Tov B'Sholosh Brachos Rishonos. However, if one made a mistake in the first 3 brachos, V'Nizkar Kodem Sheishlam Tfiloso, and he remembered prior to completing his tefillah, Be'inyan Shelo Yehei B'Chazaros Yeterech HaTzibur, he can sort of make up for lost time and start his silent Shmon Esrei again in a way where he won't unduly delay the beginning of Chazar HaShatz. He should then go back. The Mishneh Berurah points out that if Shliach Tzibur is makel not to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, even if he made a mistake in the first 3 brachas, in that case, he has what to rely on, and it is okay. Seif Yudalev, B'yoyim HaTainis, on a fast day, Bein B'Tainis Tzibur, Bein B'Tainis Yochid, whether it's a personal fast day or a communal one, Oymrim B'Tfilah Samincha, B'Bircha Shema Koleinu Aneinu, at the Bracha of Shema Koleinu during the Mincha Shmon Esrei, Aneinu is inserted in the middle of the Bracha. When he reaches the conclusion of that insertion of Aneinu, that paragraph, he then proceeds with the rest of the bracha, resumes the bracha of Shema Tefillah. If he forgot to add Aneinu, if he only remembered after saying Hashem's name of the bracha of Shema Tefillah, he would not go back and recite Aneinu. He should wait until after completing his davening. before he takes three steps back. The Mishnah Berurah adds that really this should be before Yul HaRatzeh, which is, for all intents and purposes, the halachic completion of Shemoneh Esrei. So if one forgot Aneinu and Shemei Tefillah, he should not go back to Shema Koleinu, to the beginning of that bracha. Rather, he should proceed and say Aneinu at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. And at that point, Aimroy ad b'chol eis tzar v'tzukah, you should complete that paragraph without a bracha at the end, u'mesayim yu l'rotzim. V'imloy nizkar ad l'acha sha'okar aglov, enei Aimroy ad kal. If you only remembered after taking three steps back, that's okay. He need not recite it again at all. He does not say it, and certainly would not need to repeat Shmon Esra. And that, as Hashem, completes Klal Yotes.